Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. I hope I can get my mouth to work right, you know. You know what I can't do? Keep my belt up. My belt's falling off. My suit's getting too big. You realize how long it took me to comb my hair, and you blew the ball game. Don't jive me. What the heck was I going to do? Stand in front of 14,000 people and laugh my career away. Look, I got my tiger. Hey, next show tomorrow night, I'll just show up with a bunch of hair and a suit. That's all. Let me do something, ladies and gentlemen. Just, I'd like to walk around for a second, get my breath back. You know, you see my breath over there? Lay it on me, kid. Let me just walk around for a second. Just give me a little time. Honey, I'm awful sweaty. Me shut my mouth? How can I sing with my mouth shut? Okay.
I can't get up.
See, people have thought for a long time that was a thing I do to try to be sexy. You know? That's actually how I got in show business, you know, by turning around. Now, wait a minute. No, you know, I just did that one day, you know. My Fruit of the Loom was too tight. And that's all there was to it, you know. And I said, put him on TV, hot damn. My first movie was Turn Around. Just kidding. What am I sounding like this for? It's not necessary. It's just twitch I developed. I'm sorry, folks. I have those occasionally. I can't help it, you know. What the heck was I going to do? There are people out here. A whole bunch of folks. Let's see, what time does the show start? Well, you know what I can't do? I forgot. What was that? What do you want, honey? What do you want? Oh, you want to hear Don't Be Cruel? Okay. Okay, honey, I'll do that one, and the other one you asked for, too. All three of them at once. Let's see, which one was it? A lot of people ask me a lot of questions that I really can't answer. That's it. Thank you very much.
You're on the new merry-go-go-round.
It's the Louie Burquist Hit Parade. The weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles as reported by Cash Bar. Sponsored in part by Anchor Hawking, the most trusted name in class.
Hello, listeners. This is Louie Burquist, and welcome to the Louie Burquist Hit Parade, the weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles as reported on Cashbox's charts. Folks, we got some wonderful surprises in store for you tonight. We got some special guests coming on the program. But first, number 10 this week on the charts is The Ode to a Footballer's Wife.
You came before me like a new
It wraps itself around me to hide me from the crowd. Then like it was in the night, will the day be ending? And as if as though by magic, happy things become so tragic. Become so tragic. I turn and look behind me, and all the crowd have gone. And though they're all around me, I feel I am alone. The sounds of day have vanished, and I find in their place. There is an awesome silence of life, there is no trace. Like it was in the night, will the day be ending? And as if as though by magic, happy things become so tragic. Become so tragic.
Listeners, this is Louis Berquist, and that was number 9 on the charts. The Bastards, Who Are Sons, Becoming So Tragic. Listeners, I was thinking back to my days as a teenager during World War II, when we had real male role models on the radio to guide us into proper boyhood and manhood. Here's an example I pulled out of the old-time radio archives.
Has anybody got a match? Thanks. Now I can light an old gold and listen to the Sad Sack. Out of the pages of Yank, the Army Weekly, comes the hero of World War II, the beloved and eternal Buck Private created by George Baker. Old Gold, the cigarette that does more to give you more. Old Gold is proud to present the Sad Sack. The warrior returns, the conqueror comes home. Yes, the Sad Sack has just been discharged from the Army. Let's follow him as he walks up the front steps of the boarding house he left 4 long years ago. One thought burns in his brain as it has in every soldier's.
Why, it's Mrs. Flanagan, my old landlady. Hello, Mrs. Flanagan.
Hello.
Well?
It's me, Sad Sack.
Sad Sack. If I sound nasty, it's your own fault. Ah, oh, you poor boy. I suppose you had to spend the whole trip lying in your cabin.
After 3 nights, I was so cramped up from it, I could hardly walk.
Heavens, was it as bad as that?
Yes.
Oh, but you've always been afraid to open your mouth.
But not anymore. In fact, people better be careful of me from now on. I read an article in Reader's Digest about returning veterans. I'm a problem. The article said, we're men now, and we want to live. We want the women we've been denied.
I've never even seen you with a girl.
I wanted to go up to my room first and put on a civilian suit.
Sad Sack, you're back. Let me look at you. Turn around. Oh, you look great, boy.
Buddy.
You know what I'd pay for a Turkish bath? Lucky boy.
Well, the first night home, a soldier usually wants to be with his old landlady.
Why, Sad Sack, I didn't even know you knew anything about girls.
They're soft.
Now, wait a minute, boy. We've been roommates a long time.
No, Chester, my mind's made up. Excuse me while I go in the closet.
Sad Sack, I see there's no use lying to you. You're my pal. I couldn't help it, boy. I couldn't help it. I love you, Chester.
Chester! I couldn't stand it anymore, I tell you.
Gee, Chester, I never knew you cared for me that much.
You don't understand. I just got back from overseas. Oh, you'd be surprised what the right suit does for my figure.
But, gee, I'm a veteran.
5'4" with my shoes on. With a suit on, I'm still 5'4". The chaplain said, 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 I have to bend over to put my hands in the pockets.
It's a lucky thing you're a veteran, or I wouldn't let you have it.
Oh, well, all right, take it off. Oh, all right, let's see. If it comes anywhere near fitting, I'd advise you to take it.
All right, if I dare.
This one is too tight.
Look, before you make up your mind about the pinching...
I couldn't help it.
Big one.
A large one.
There. See? I'll bet it feels looser already.
The sweat just poured off me.
Oh, you got seasick. Well, I might have known it. You always did have a nervous stomach.
Wear it in good health.
I can hardly move my arms. Gee, I wonder if I'm normal.
How it is and how the new merry-go-go round.
You're listening to the Louis Berquist Hit Parade, sponsored in part by Anchor Hockey, the most trusted name in glass.
Casey, Miss Williams. How'd you get here so soon?
What's up?
Can't I go anywhere without you two beating me off and fast?
So you got the tip, too.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Let Logan go first, Danny.
Yeah.
Look at him. He's not moving.
Stick him up, you. I got you covered.
Hey, wait a minute, Captain Logan. He ain't no crook.
Well, who is he?
He's Bill Pearson, the engineer the Columbia Broadcasting System sent over to put in this microphone.
Microphone?
Yeah, this little thing here. That's why what they used to test with.
So that's it.
What is this, anyhow? What's going on around here?
That's Ethel? What I'd like to know. Nobody tells me anything. I still don't get it.
Hiya. Hi. Hello, Casey. Miss Williams. Captain
Hi,
Logan.
Hi, Tony.
Uh-huh. Say, now, look, Doc. Let's have some of that glass, you know, sort of get in the mood. You see, our sponsor, Anchor Hawking, is having a convention today, and they all want...
Nope.
Yep. And now here's the setup.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Well, here we go.
So that's what all this microphone business is about.
No?
That's when you're having your picture taken.
This is Tony Marvin speaking from the Blue Note Cafe. First of all, I'd like you to meet Stotts Cotsworth, a great salesman for Anchor Hawking.
Thank you, Tony. How do you do, Anchor Hawking? All kidding aside, I'm mighty glad to have this opportunity to talk to you. I wish I could be with you out there in person. Well, I guess the only thing that I have that most other salesmen for Anchor Hawking don't have is a chance to call regularly on 35 million people. The people that I call on may not buy by the carload or even by the gross, but their everyday purchases of glass and Anchor Hawking caps are what make manufacturers buy caps by the carload. And remember, your crime photographer program has barely gotten started. We've been building up slowly to the time when we'd have a real selling job to do. Well, as I understand it, that time is here.
Right, Stotts. That time is here. People are just buying what they can find.
That situation calls for selling. Selling against other types. You can count on us as radio salesmen for Anchor Hawking, a charming person.
This is the first time I've ever talked to a sales convention. All of which is by way of explanation why I am on your program, Crime Photographer. But we all believe that it's going even farther. That's a little awe-inspiring. It gives us two great responsibilities. One, to give those people clean, decent entertainment. And two, to get sales results for our sponsor. And now here's Tony Marvin again.
And now, here's the host of the Blue Note Cafe in person, whom you know as Ethel.
Well, you have, your usual...
Ethel, we're broadcasting. Tony just introduced you.
Who, me? Oh, what? Oh, I was just back opening a bottle of beer. What should I say? Well, let's see. See, I can lean over the bar. Hiya, fellas. I want to say, let me set them up. We got milk, if you like that, and then we got that cool, pleasant beverage that comes in the new one-way bottle I've been hearing so much about. There's only one kind of beer you can buy. There's one point no one has mentioned so far, playing together every week. Take Herman Chittison, our pianist. He has his own program on the air every Saturday night. He makes a lot of records, and you have to pay $2 for a scotch to hear him at the nightclubs. But he started out on the air here at the Blue Note. And he likes it so well here that you just couldn't keep him away. You want to talk some more now, Mr. Marvin?
Now that he's finished that bottle of beer.
Yes, Tony. I do want to add my greetings to the Anchor Hawking Convention. And I'd like to take this glass.
Thanks, Bernard Lenro.
Oh, have I, Tony?
Well, look, while we're all here together, why don't you take
a glass?
Sure, that's a good idea.
That's a swell idea, Tony.
Start, you've got your speed.
Mm-hmm.
Well, then you can get in the picture, too.
Oh, don't worry, I'll get in it, Tony. Herman can be playing and we'll all stand around him.
Mm-hmm, right. Look, I don't know if you people at Anchor Hawking know it or not. This is the entire cast of Crime Photographer, Anchor Hawking's own radio show. Literally, I hope you had a dinner tonight as delicious as the one I had before I came to the studio. Here's what happened at my house. I have something here in the studio tonight that I wish every one of you could see. Glass, 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 glass. And I can't begin to tell you how really beautiful it is. It has an attractive bullseye pattern and a delicate pale blue color. And like your old friend, glass, the most important point, I haven't even touched on. You can buy glass for six people for only $3.85. Of course, it's not necessary to buy a complete service. Individual pieces of glass cost as little as 10 cents. Yes, I certainly wish you could be here to see this amazing glass for yourselves. Well, the next best thing is to get down to your favorite chain, variety, hardware, or department store and see it there. Products of Anchor Hawking. A great name in glass.
Is it expensive?
Oh, absolutely not. Why, for six, costs only $3.85.
These young housewives, like thousands of others today, were talking about glass. A platter, 9 by 12 inches. And the cost is only $3.85.
And it's genuine glass?
Oh, yes, ma'am. And it's guaranteed for 2 years.
That's one of the greatest bargains in years. And because it is such a bargain, remember, the price is only $1.
Welcome back, listeners. This is Louie Berquist, still with you here tonight on the Louie Berquist Hit Parade, the weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles as reported by Cashbox. Listeners, the program we just heard featured the legendary vocal talents of none other than my good friend, Mr. Tony Marvin. Tony, if you're out there listening, here's a little memento I dug up from the news archives that brought me back to the days of early 62 when we were blitzed out of our minds on Quaaludes.
This is Mutual News, Tony Marvin reporting. Today in New Orleans, the Justice Department announced that a federal grand jury has indicted a Negro dragged from cafeteria in New Orleans, a new demonstration of the whites and the blacks. A Negro was dragged from a segregated cafeteria in the New Orleans City Hall. 14 other members of a Negro sit-in delegation who wanted to present their diatribe to the city council were also arrested. Police did not intervene with 15 other Negroes. Now, what is it that happens to your regular drinking supply on the weekends? Well, you know what? It disappears. Friends are always dropping in, so what difference does that make? Well, it means there are more people home drinking more and more often as a refresher, and, well, you can see how easy it is under ordinary weekend conditions. So you see, it's the vitality they need. Nothing else fills the bill. The solution? Drinking next time you go shopping for the weekend. Make sure you get enough to last the whole weekend long. Take my advice. Be prepared. What will happen still remains a question. And Capitol Hill today, the operating head of the Cosa Nostra, the undercover and fantastic organization as described as having his head in Philadelphia. It is only a sidelight, but Angelo Annalaro and 8 other men were indicted on alleged efforts to enforce payments to loan sharks, conspiring to violate a new anti-rackets law, travel for racketeering purposes. More news in a moment.
Take Mild Tobaccos, Virginia Brights.
And now a quick look at other news headlines. Well, let's hear from the president.
As I've said before, I think it would be wise at this time suggesting that military commanders overseas be permitted to use nuclear weapons, attacking the president of Bolivia while he was here in the United States. So I thought that it really would be fair for me this week to reply to him.
These are the words of President Kennedy issued just about 35 seconds from this point. And now, in an outburst of what should have been long lost to American minds, the hope is that a heavy dew or perhaps a rainfall will help, and concomitant with this report, a snowstorm moving east of the Rockies has failed to end drought conditions in that particular area. This is Tony Marvin, Mutual News.
Thank you.
good evening. We have a ringside table reserved for you. Will you step this way, please? The floor show is about to begin.
Welcome to Club Hollywood, rendezvous of the stars where there is no minimum for a maximum of entertainment. And ready to dish it out to you is your hostess. You remember her as Baby Rosemary. Well, here she is, all grown up, but still Rosemary.
Welcome to Club Hollywood. Gee, it's wonderful to be here. Who wants to be a female? Anyway, there ought to be plenty of excitement right here at Club Hollywood. Our special guest personality of the week, Barry Sullivan. And now it's time to get whooped through with... Look out for Mr. Bigger Than You. I'd like you to meet the lad with the stardust in his voice, Artie Wayne.
Gee, it's awfully nice of you to say that, Rosemary.
Well, I meant every word of it, Artie. But what are you doing out here in that towel over your arm?
Heroin.
No, I don't understand. Great. You know, I think you'd better sing, Artie. Why not? Song, Artie Wayne, and I'll see what I can do about your contract.
Oh, I want to see how the tips are first, you know?
Say, you're Rosemary, aren't you?
Why, it's Larry Hayes.
Ah, gee, Rosemary, you know, I remember those beautiful ankles, those shapely legs, your lovely hips. I never forget a face. Gee, I'd love to go out with you. What are you doing tonight?
Now, wait a minute, Larry. What makes you think you like me? Larry, don't you want head with a girl?
I just want to get head.
Well, I take chocolates in the box. Wouldn't that squash the chocolate?
Lord Calvert just switched to Johnny Walker, to heroin.
Oh, not you, too.
Well, I tell you what, we could do it together. Would you like to see how I act?
All right. Say the three words that will make me the happiest girl in the world.
I'm finished. There's nothing else I can do.
Ah, don't get discouraged, Larry. Gentlemen, I'd like you to listen very carefully to these words from Joe Yocum.
Thank you, Rosemary. Think of your peace of mind when you discover free cancer. Think of your relief when you find that you've caught it in time. That number is Drexel 8215.
I was Baby Rosemary then, all of 4 years old, and I loved it. You know, in show business, every presentation should have a setting that would put you in the proper mood.
What are you doing Saturday night?
No, nothing much, Artie. If you want to see me, it'll be all right.
Oh, great. Then we can go out and ball,
oh,
huh?
Oh, we could have a better time at home without going out at all.
Hey, you know, that's for me.
Yeah? Won't you come and let me rock you in my cradle of love? And I'd like to be your sister, brother, dad, and mother, too.
You know that we make beautiful... You don't mind if I bring my girlfriend along,
why
do
not?
You?
My husband will be there.
Ooh.
May I have a light, please?
Barry Sullivan!
I smoke king-size cigarettes.
Oh. You know, I saw Suspense 3 times.
Did you like the shoe I played?
Shoe character?
Yes.
I get it. But seriously, and now that you're here, I wonder if you'd do me a favor.
Why, of course. Anytime.
Well, I hate to impose on you like this, but there's a young man on the show who wants to become... Would you help him out a little, Barry?
Oh, I'd be very happy to, Rosemary.
Wait, I'll go call him. Larry!
Gosh, Barry Sullivan. Gee... Do you know, I saw you in Hallie Chester. It was great. I walked out in the middle of it.
If it was so great, how come you walked out in the middle?
Well, that's where I came.
Oh, Larry, I thought you wanted some...
After years of pounding the rough, tough He-Man. You gotta be smart. You gotta have brains.
That's right up my alley.
And you gotta be able to take a beating. If you care to join me at my table, I might be able to give you a few more pointers.
Gosh. That's, well, I've been leading a dog's life anyway. Good night.
Good night, honey.
Good night and continued success, Barry Sullivan. There's only one who does things to me, thrills me, and sends me, and, well, here's what I mean.
Stop! Stop the music. Stop the music. That's not a trumpet. That's a trumpet. You know, Don, well, I can do without Broadway, but can Broadway do without me? Stop the music. Stop the music. Why you beating that child? Oh, he says I beat him because he bothers me. What a band. What a band we got here tonight.
Well, that puts the ribbon on tonight's package, folks, and I'd like to thank Dick Sherwin and our wonderful guest, Barry Sullivan, for helping us out. This is Rosemary inviting you all to join us again next week. And I'll have a ringside table reserved for you at Club Hollywood.
Program listeners, this is Louis Berquist here with you on the Louis Berquist Hit Parade, the weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles as reported by Cashbox. Folks, we've got a special guest with us on the program tonight. Welcome radio and television legend Bruce Asbury.
Hello, Louis. How's it going tonight?
Welcome to the Hit Parade, Bruce. It is a pleasure to have you here.
No, Bruce, the pleasure is all mine.
Sit down.
Hey, quite a setup. So
Bruce,
here.
I knew you were going to be stopping by tonight. I brought a little surprise for you. You know, listeners, back in the year of our Lord, 1957, Bruce and I made a pilot for a sci-fi radio serial. Remember that one, Bruce? It was called Zeroing.
I respectfully decline to respond per the rights given to me by the Fifth Amendment of the Constitution of the United States of America.
Well, I presume those are long gone after we were turned down by all the major networks. But King Curtis 57, friend of the program from Davenport, Iowa, sent in a clip that I guess has been circulating around on the worldwide network of internet for some time. Don, let's go ahead and roll that clip.
AD 2101, war was beginning. What happened? Somebody sent us up the bomb. We get signal. What? Main screen, turn on. It's you.
Who are you, gentlemen? All your bees are belong to us. You are on the way to destruction. What you say? You have no chance to survive. Make your time. Captain, take off everything. You know what you're doing. Move, Zeke.
I tell you, Louis, there, why can't we have quality broadcasting on the networks these days? I mean, accidentally on purpose?
Remember when we tried to pitch it to Mutual?
Yeah, I remember you getting all loaded up and yelling at Don Drees for how bad the fall lineup was that year. What was he saying? Well, it stinks worse than Gertrude Stein's sanitary napkins. That was terrific.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, funny, needless to say, listeners, that approach didn't win us the Thursday night slot with Mutual we were hoping
well,
for.
Well, Bruce, it probably didn't help that you got all hopped up on Dexedrines and went off for half an hour about the Koreans and what you'd heard about their sex.
Well, I had to do something to draw their attention away from the fact that you were vomiting all over Granger's Persian rug.
Oh,
or trying to show
yeah.
everyone you could do a somersault when you ended up just pissing yourself.
So, Bruce, how's your career been these days? Is it doing pretty good still, or is it kind of stink like Gertrude Stein's sanitary napkins?
You motherfucker.
So how's your son's ADD, Brucey boy? Is it
you
getting better? You still having him
bitch.
See four doctors for
Why,
it.
Why, you miserable old coot, I'll rip your goddamn head off.
You're on the new merry-go-go-round.
Howdy, friends. It's health and happiness time with the old lovesick blues boy, Hank Williams. Yes, a singing sensation. Hank Williams is back again with some good news that'll make you mighty glad you tuned in.
Start off here with a little song that I wrote here a few years ago, and I think you'll agree with me. It's got an awful title. Title of it is, I Want to Live and Love Always.
Well, confidentially, neighbor, I just looked over Hank's shoulder just now, and I saw some of the numbers on today's program, and
here's one of the things that makes your radio worthwhile. Yes, sir, when you invite this fella into your home, it just seems like the sun shines a little brighter, makes the day's work a little lighter. So let's give a great big old-fashioned welcome to Hank Williams.
Thank you kindly, Mr. Turner. Thank you a whole heap. Welcome, friends and neighbors, here to the Health and Happiness Show. Hope everybody is happy and feeling good today. This man got tired of his wife beating him on the head with a frying pan. All feeling just as spry as a two-year-old. All right, there you got it. Long-gone papa. Right now, here's our friend again with a little word for you. So listen, we'll be back in just a minute.
To the Colonel, him, it's a regiment, to a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent, the taste of Kent, the taste of Kent, more taste. To a hostess, it's a compliment, to a smoker, it's a Kent. The taste of Kent, the taste of Kent, the taste of Kent.
If you smoke a filter cigarette, try the taste of Kent.
Well, here we are right back again with you. Drop us a card, a letter. Tell us what you want us to do for you. We'd be glad to include one of your favorites in one of our shows in the near future.
You're always glad to spend a little money on the juice. Thank you a lot.
I don't know where you're kidding or not. Thank you, Jerry. Thank you a lot there. Thank you an awful lot there. I'll have a new body. We're all here to try to make you happy for the next few minutes. That's the Jerry Rivers. Boil them cabbage. Nah, he didn't get a chance to boil them. He just got to stew them a little bit on that round there. Now, folks, we got a boy here that picks an awful lot of guitar, we think. We want you to listen to him for a little spasm here. Bob McNett with his electric guitar and a little tune called Fingers. Thank you, Bob. Friends, right now, here's our good friend again with a message for you. You will listen to him in just a minute. We'll be right back.
Thirsty people everywhere prefer Pepsi-Cola. And because it's light, it refreshes without filling.
Charlie, be sociable.
I am, Kay. Pepsi is a favorite of thirsty people from Maine to Hawaii, from Alaska to Florida.
Charlie.
Serve Pepsi to your guests.
That's helpful, but
this is the sociable part. Keep plenty of Pepsi ice cold and ready. Remember, it goes fast because everybody likes Pepsi. Pick up an extra carton of Pepsi today. Better yet, get a case.
You do that.
Yes, friends, here's the fellow that's always welcome at your house.
Well, here we are again. Here we are again. We hope everybody's just feeling just as spry and good today as you possibly can. Feeling good. Friends, right now it's time again on the Health and Happiness Show. When God comes and gathers his jewels, I hope you're going to enjoy it. But friends, looks like that the clock has called us again. That means that we're going to have to get our satchel and go. We'll be back before long, though. If you like our show here at the station, I want you to keep listening for us, will you? The good Lord's willing and the creeks don't rise, as Hank Williams saying, we'll see you again before long. Until then, little advice. If you don't change, honey, I'm going to pack my suitcase and go home and live with Mama, huh? There you have it. You going to change or I'm going to leave. Friends, it looks like it's about time we're going to have to get going. The clock's going all the way around, and that means we're going to have to go. And there's a lot of suffering where the soul of man never dies. We hope you do have to go through nothing like this. We have to do it quite often, though. But take care of yourself, and if the good Lord's willing, we'll see you again for long.
Automation is out of sorts, or that was week number two for little Georgie Clinton in the Parliaments having some heart trouble. You're listening to the Louis Berquist Hit Parade, the weekly countdown of the top 10 hot hit singles as reported by Cashbox. Don't touch that dial, folks, because we got the number two and the number one spot coming right up. But first, another trip down memory lane. Let's look at another great example of what a real male role model can do for a generation.
Roddy McDowell as Rocket Ranger!
Hello, fellows and girls. Well, here we are again for another exciting transcribed adventure with Roddy McDowell as Rocket Ranger. Now, last time, you remember, the planet Regis, where a race of rare creatures known as the Wheelmen were becoming very damaged. But before we get into this story, let's listen to this message.
I've got an idea.
Yeah?
You remember the old game where I think of something and then you ask me questions and guess what it is?
Sure, Eddie. Why?
Well, let's play that game. Only let's make it about those insignia and warplane buttons I'm collecting. The ones from packages of Pep.
Okay. You want to start?
All right. I'm thinking of something that's red and blue and yellow and black and white.
Well, that gives me something to start on. Let's see. Is it a picture of a bird?
Nope.
Hey, this is getting tough.
Guess again.
Oh, that's one of those insignia buttons, all right, with all those colors.
Oh, you guessed it.
And like the other buttons in this swell second series, it's a honey. Just about the classiest looking things you ever saw. And they're so easy to get. You don't send in any money, not even a box top. And you can't buy them anywhere. You just make sure Mother gets you a package of that Super Pep. Then, inside you'll find a prize. An exciting insignia or warplane button. And it's a prize for you from P.E.P. Pep.
And now back to Rocket Ranger. Won a victory over the terrible Glar, most deadly animal ever known, then he's suddenly faced with other dangers. While returning in his rocket ship, the Star Queen, which the terrible Glar had damaged, on the planet Regis, they suddenly found they were about to be surrendered by a race of weird creatures. They are called this because they have five legs, strong and treacherous. Don't antagonize it, because they have terrible tempers. Today we find his scientific friend, Doc Richards, inside their rocket ship. Now, the big question is...
Did you get the picture in your mind that he was trying to give to us?
I don't know.
Now, I know you know all about it. You're a scientist. But I'm a guy who does things. Give me a screw and or a pair of pliers. I'm going to kill every one of you!
Perhaps you could, sir. I'm sure that you could, but we just don't have the time. Tell me, Chris, are you getting that message from them now?
Yes, sir. I think so. It's the strangest thing that ever happened to me.
I strongly advise that we surrender.
I guess that's about the only thing we can do now.
Sometimes I really think it's much, much better.
I guess you're right, Doc.
Of course I am. That's right. You know you've been in some mighty tough spots before. To mention a recent and very memorable one.
Hope they'll receive us the same way. Chris was on the point of starting a fight. I'm going to tell him to go jump in a lake. I think you're horrible, see?
When Doc Richards suddenly said...
Chris, no, please don't do anything. Oh, heavens.
I was ready to break every spoke in their wheels. Well, Doc, look, they seem to be holding a conference there.
Yes, I'm very much afraid so.
I guess we've got to obey orders for a while.
Yes, I suppose so. Look, I just thought of something.
I hope it's good.
I really don't think they can. I suggest that we warn them, I really do. If they can't understand, it may turn out to be an advantage.
Hey, you may have something there, Doc. I'll try it.
Yes, go ahead. You're young and strong and brave and full of life. Yes, Chris, I think you could if we had a machine shop aboard the Star Queen and a complete electronics laboratory and the five radionic activators necessary for testing. No, wait a minute. Be careful, Chris. Don't be impetuous. Don't be rash, Chris. Don't be rash.
We've got something hard on our feet in there. Doc! Doc, they're not doing anything!
I don't quite know how we can use this knowledge, but in a long, and I must say a very long and a very full life, we'll have to live and learn, that's right.
We're going to jail. Good heavens, that's a long haul. I hope we have a nice soft cell. Doc, do you suppose we could take the rocket ship?
We've got our minds. I don't like to hear you say that.
I guess I was just in the dumps.
Well, that's perfectly obvious. Ooh!
Say, boys and girls, it looks like Chris, Doc, and Tuffy have really gotten themselves into a jam this time. I'll leave it to those three to run into trouble every time.
I bet none of you would like to be in this position. By the way, why don't you tell your friends to listen in, and we'll all see what happens to Rocket Ranger tomorrow. Same time, same station, transcribed. This is Roddy McDowell saying so long until then.
And she fell into love.
Another gorgeous song on the charts this week. Number two on the charts is She Seems to Be Echoing by The Petals. Listeners, here it is, what y'all been waiting for. Louis Berquist with the Louis Berquist Hit Parade presents to you number one on the charts this week. By the Seashells, Yet Another Summer. Listeners, like the wise man once said, wherever you go, there it is. That was number one on the charts, The Seashells, having yet another summer. Folks, it's been wonderful having you on the program with us this evening. This is Louis Berquist for the WDLW and its affiliate station saying so long.
You're on the new merry-go-go-round.
You've been listening to the Louis Berquist Hit Parade, sponsored by Anchor Hockey, which I'd like to remind you that our products no longer contain any traces of methamphetamine. Join us next week for the Hit Parade.
I wonder if you're lonesome tonight. You know, someone said, the world's a stage and each of us play a part. Play had me playing in plus tax. You read your lines so cleverly and never missed a cue. They came back too. You forgot the words, you seemed to change, you fool. You acted strange, and why, I never know. Why I ever did it. Honey, who am I talking to? You lied when you said you loved me. I had no cause to doubt you. But I think I'd rather go on hearing your lies than to go on living without you. Now the stage is bare, and I'm standing there without any hair. You won't come back to me. What the heck with you? Is your heart filled with pain? Shall I come back?